Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Kaya Biz.
Tech and innovation.
It's time for the next feature, the next interview that we're going to have. And as you heard, it's the tech and innovation feature. And we're going to be looking at the Africa Maritime Investment Indaba. And this is aimed at unlocking future jobs. And joining us to have that conversation is Tsietse Mukele, who is the CEO of African Oceans Council. Tsietse, thank you so much for your time this evening. For those who may not understand that maritime market, talk to me about what it actually entails.
Okay, thanks very much to you and the listeners to Kaya 959. We are privileged to be talking to the listeners tonight on the issue of the forthcoming maritime Indaba, the maritime investment Indaba, starting tomorrow until the 8th of November. Maritime is a traditional industry that uses the oceans and the waterways for purposes of transportation, for trade, for fisheries, for cruise. But it has since grown into an oceans economy, which also uses all the resources that are found in the ocean, living and non-living. So that has become a very broad sector that uses the waterways of the world.
Okay, that's very interesting. I mentioned to, you know, the listeners that you are the CEO of African Oceans Council. What do you do as a council?
As a council, we are a private sector mobilization platform across the African continent. As we know, that our continent has for the longest time been deemed to have a high potential in many sectors, but what has been lacking has been the actual mobilization of stakeholders to realize the dream, but also the mobilization of the resources by way of investment, finance, and technology and know-how to make sure that we boost the what currently is the potential to become actual realizable value for the industries and communities.
When you talk about mobilizing the stakeholders to realize the dream, who are these stakeholders?
The stakeholders, first and foremost, that we're looking at is the private sector in Africa, if I'm talking continental generalizing, is not very well organized into a market that you can quantify and understand its own strengths. So we've been mobilizing the private sector on the continent to try and move them as a community towards a similar program of realizing the potentials that the industry offers.
Okay, so with that said, how would you rate your success in being able to mobilize those private sector players, those stakeholders?
Yeah, I think we've had degrees of success. The first degree is the fact that after the outbreak of the Red Sea crisis, we're the only continental body that was able to galvanize the African markets in how do we respond to the crisis in the Suez affected by the Red Sea. How do we mobilize the resources from the continent so that we can receive the diverted vessels that are now coming around the South, what services they require, how do we connect to the market, how do we relieve our ports, and how do we mobilize additional assets to service them for fuel, for water, for repairs, and many other services they required. So we did that on the East, on the West, and across the whole continent.
You mentioned that, you know, when this Indaba is going to be taking place, is this the first time we're hosting an Indaba like this? And if not, how do you expect the conversations this time around to be different from the conversations you had previously?
Yeah, on the continent, as an industry, as a sector, maritime has never had a conference that is structured around mobilization of investments as we are doing now. It's our inaugural one. It's the first that we have done. What we needed to achieve this year was to make the model to work, to stress test it, to mobilize the stakeholders. And the success of it is measured in how the value of the projects that have since been put on the table that are in need of one form of investment or the other. We're sitting with quite a number of significant projects on the continent where people are struggling to attract investments into. So that really is our role that we're going to play via this Indaba to bring projects to market to get the investors interested and to make sure that in the shortest possible time, we can begin to see some movement in the rollout of investments across the industry.
When it comes to those maritime projects, I mean, what is the biggest challenge then regarding the implementation thereof and having them being able to attract capital?
The level of attractiveness of countries on the continent insofar as their ability to attract investment are quite different. And the readiness of the capacity of the owners of projects to know where to go in the market to solicit finance and funding is difficult. And in the environment that is opening up of sustainability, of new conditions for the release of capital into projects, has created a situation where we have brought our capability into them being able to bring it to through our investment conference onto the platform, and then we mobilize the investors who understand what could be the hindrance towards the release of funds, reorganize whatever they have, repackage what they have, and then send it back into the market. So those capabilities, we're now aggregating them and acting as a single community of African enterprises.
Are there any sort of projects that are underway or infrastructure projects that can support that maritime growth?
Yes, the biggest of for what that we've achieved this time around, because shipping is continental, it's regional. It doesn't help to do it only in one country. So in shipping terms, on the West Africa side, from the Mediterranean west all the way down to Southern Africa, we've got the 25 countries that have brought to the conference a single maritime transport system within which there are different types of ships for different types of cargoes, different types of infrastructures that are required. And they've come together as a single package deal to the value of about $3.5 billion required across the 25 countries, but as a single program for investment.
Okay, so, and sorry to cut you off there. I wanted to just gauge from your perspective the kind of response you've gotten in the lead up to this conference that you're going to host. Has the response been great in terms of people wanting to come and attend?
Yeah, the response has been great. But what we had planned for 2024 was that we planned on it being a soft launch where we putting together the business model, we're doing the mobilization, so that by the time we go into 2025, on a much larger basis, we've got almost a tried and tested type. And then we've got the collaborators that we need as partners to the delivery of what needs to happen. And we've packaged the projects such that in the larger conference of 2025, we find well-packaged projects that we are definitely certain that they can actually be put out to the market.
CSE, thank you so much for joining us this evening, talking to us about the Africa Maritime Investment in Durban, but also what's happening behind the scenes when it comes to the biggest challenges facing maritime economic projects in Africa, what you're hoping to achieve, and also touching on the kind of traction you've seen when it comes to connecting the stakeholders that you want to get involved in this particular industry. So that is Tsietse Mukhele, who is the CEO of African Oceans Council.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.